Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Big thanks to James and Guff for stopping by to talk White Sox. Speaking of White Sox, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, White Sox GM Rick Hahn will join me on the show. I'm looking forward to talking with Rick as they get ready to kick off Sox Fest. I don't know what else we're going to do, but Herbie will figure it out. We're going to go record the crew podcast after I am done talking with these fine gentlemen right here. The McNeil and Parkin Show, helmed by McNeil and Parkin.
Say, who what's came up? In?
Fine gentlemen.
Yeah, fine gentlemen.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not often said of the two of us.
He's being nice.
Troublemakers, instigators, misfits, internal affairs people. We were
termed.
Yeah,
Dan just called us the internal affairs of the score. As people, because we will talk about score business, play score audio from other shows. You know, the Mark Grody learning about Alex Cora being fired and the malapreps. Not just in promotion of other shows, which is, of course, everybody does, and it's a great thing to do, and we should do it. But also some of the fun that happens on other shows. Like, we've got some from Connor McKnight today responding to something that we said on the show yesterday.
Yeah, the fly shouldn't chase the eagle.
Well, I mean, there's going to be... I'm looking forward to it. They apparently talked about my son's name on the show. I haven't heard any of it, so we're going to air that
wow.
back. Yeah, I know. Whenever you can make fun of a kid's name who's in the hospital, I think you got to do it.
nothing busts up a room more than that.
That's the way to do it. So, no, we're going to do that. But also, how about this guest list for an anticipated White Sox season? You've got Rick Hahn tomorrow. Steve Stone was on this morning. Michael Kopech with us at 3 o'clock. It's a legitimately exciting time to be a White Sox fan.
That's the only buzz in town, right? Well, there's a Hawks buzz, but it's a vibration. I don't know if it's buzzing yet.
Well, sure. And for this year,
and they're on break, so that doesn't
help.
Yes,
doesn't help. Just things. When they get hot,
and nothing's gone wrong, right? Like right now, it's, you know, hope springs eternal. It's a new year, but for the last couple of years, it's been like, all right, we're on board with the rebuild. But there's been a lot of setbacks with injuries or Machado or PR gaffes or underachieving on the field, whatever it was. And like now it's like, oh, perfect game off season.
Yes.
Really good buzz heading into a sold out Sox Fest.
You go win 85 games.
A new deal like for Sox Fest, that it being at McCormick, that it'll have a different look to it.
Yeah, it's all like there will be something because it's baseball. There will be an injury. There will be a losing streak. There will be an underachiever for a guy with a high ceiling. It will happen inevitably. But so far, last, whatever, 3-4 months, the offseason to now, it's been an A+.
I do wonder if people will make a trip to Glendale that maybe never have because of the excitement. Like, I don't know if it's a draw the same. It's not a draw the same way that the Cubs are. Like, that's
no.
a thing. It's a pilgrimage to Mesa. By the way, I would suggest that everyone get to Sloan Park. It's a fun time, but I wonder if that excitement will carry over a little bit, not a ton, but a little bit for people going, you know, I could use a couple of days in the Arizona sun.
And it's much easier, Glendale, to get a ticket. They're much more affordable. Plenty of seats available for Sox games.
Multiple ballparks, see what it's like.
And people in Arizona, and you know this to be true, if you talked with people out there, my little brother lives in Mesa and he's a Cubs fan. A lot of them out there are just pissed as hell because of the prices. You can't get a ticket to a Cubs preseason game without paying above market.
Yeah, you gotta
above
go.
The cost of the ticket, I meant.
The Cubs on the road, and put that in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Right.
Go see them when they play the A's, or this. Go see them when they play the Angels.
That park
right
is always full. Every time they're in it, it's full. I drove by it a month ago, Danny. It's just
a month ago.
Did you drive by it to go to the Portillo's?
No, I did not. But I did hit a Portillo's up in Scottsdale. Yes, always consistent Portillo's, even though they forgot three fries in the order at the drive-thru. Yeah, and it was appropriate because the weather was bad for Arizona. It was dreadful. It was 35, 40 degrees. I don't think we saw the sun more than a day in the four I was out there. And as I'm driving by the Cubs ballpark, it was just fitting that it was damp and overcast, because that kind of describes the Cubs for the last, 12 months?
It's been rough. And
more than that, probably.
Well, yeah, and there's uncertainty, and that'll deflate your confidence, because Cubs fans have been able to be puffy-chested, myself among them. Because even if they didn't win.
Yeah, just get to the playoffs.
They just get to the
playoffs.
You're
not singing that tune anymore.
You got the pedigree, the money. And I still will maintain that as much as frustrated as Cubs fans are, these are still really high-class problems. Like, they've spent the money poorly, but for so much of so many of our lives, they were never spending the money. So it's a really, really first-class problem to have the third highest payroll in the sport and be upset about how you're spending that $200 million.
And a team that, even as it stands right now, is probably going to win 85 games.
Maybe.
And if everything goes right, they'll be in playoff contention.
Yeah. I mean, it's
not like they're going to be sending out there a team that can't compete.
It's not a four-year rebuild that is going to be a tough summer as they slog to 72 wins. That should those times for the Cubs organization should be behind them permanently.
My hope is there's a ruling on the Bryant grievance before May. Jeez, what in the world is taking this thing? Because they're hamstrung until that goes down.
Everyone keeps telling you it'll be next
week. It's going to be next week. It's going to be next week for a month now, Lawrence.
I know.
What the hell?
Everyone tells you. Next week. Really?
A bureaucratic process is behind schedule?
Next week.
That is shocking.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Hey, radio.com sports station. If I may, a couple of minutes, you and Bernsey and Connor hit on something that really is a topic that interests me when you're dealing with amateur sports coaches, prep coaches. You talked in transition today, who require their players to just focus on that sport, and how wrong I think that is.
Me too.
And I don't know when the line of demarcation came, when that became in vogue, but it makes me, every time I hear this, it makes me grateful I grew up in the era I did, when coaches encouraged you to do other things. If you don't play a winter sport, get your ass in the weight room. But please consider, if you're an offensive or defensive lineman and you're not a basketball player, you wrestle. You learn leverage. You use the word leverage. That's exactly what so many big guys gain, and they learn things, and you do work different muscle groups, and you compete. And there have been coaches I've seen who dissuade players from doing other things, and just – even in a state champion, a very good program not far from where I grew up, a rival high school, there's a coach who was very successful named Russ Radke. David Haugh played for him at North Judson, and David loves this guy. And Russ was incredibly well-liked by his players, but he was very rigid. And even when a summer league baseball team was competing for a state championship, and some kids were going to be just a few days late for summer camp starting in August, he said, "You miss a day, that's the first game of the year. You will not play opening night if you're late." When these kids are playing, they're 16, 17, 18-year-old kids playing for get a chance to win a state title in baseball, and they're being docked a game if they're a day late.
Well, a lot of
that's not right.
I don't think so either. I think some of this has to, and I don't want to say a lot, but some of this has to do with the privatization of sports, where people are playing, and there's a lot of money in it. Real Sports did it, I want to say it was last year. They did a whole thing on how much money is being spent by parents that are taking their kids to club sports around the country, where you're seeing a shrinking of playing for the high school. That playing for the high school now, in a lot of cases, becomes secondary, because you have an AAU team or a club team that you're playing for that might be higher profile,
right,
where there's going to be more scouts or whatever there. I find it problematic. I know that, and I don't want to just base this on my own experience, but I always felt better about coming back to a sport after being away from it for a little while.
I missed the conversation in the earlier transition. Were you guys talking about this in the context of Pat Mahomes?
Yeah. Okay. How he's
three-sport athlete.
Right.
And the baseball stuff especially has kind of helped him with his multiple arm angles as a quarterback. And we're actually going to talk to Michael Kopech today. One of the things on the list, played against each other in high school. Kopech has said, you know, they're friends, and Kopech's like, yeah, I consider him a baseball player who just happened to end up playing football. And that's it's a cool thing. And also, given that the vast majority of these kids are never going to get a college scholarship, much less play pro.
Exactly.
You may as well keep the element of fun in it.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Does anybody remember laughter?
Yeah. So that to me is the thing. Like, if you go to specialization 12 months out of the year at 8 years old for baseball, that's a good way to get burnt out by baseball.
Well, you become Jim Boylan. You become the Bulls head coach who gave up snow skiing at 14 so he could focus on his profession.
Yeah, he said he loved skiing in the winter. And
you're only a kid once. Be a kid, damn it.
Yeah.
And with football, like, if you're a quarterback, and let's say that you're a mid to high tier quarterbacking prospect, the idea of spending every waking moment dissecting defenses and looking at tape when you're not doing all of the training stuff, and it just seems like it's joyless. It seems like, well, now you have a job instead of being a kid, and it sucks. And it's funny because a bunch of people like reached out to me like via my phone, like texting me saying, yeah, you know, you should talk to this person or this person about this, because it's becoming problematic. And I do know that there are prep coaches who are trying like hell to push back. And I also know that some of this is taking some of the athletes, and this is another thing that Real Sports was talking about, some of the athletes who may have had a chance to learn how to play quarterback in particular, that position, are now priced out of playing the position, because a kid like me is available. My parents could have paid for me to go to quarterback camps and 7-on-7 camps. So even though I might not be as athletically inclined as someone else, I'm going to be ahead of them from a schematic standpoint and a rep standpoint. So it's almost as if there are certain type lower income kids, it's harder for them to become quarterbacks. And that sucks. Like, that's the position you want to play.
Yeah.
And now you can't play it. Because I was at the one back camp in the summertime. Like, that sucks.
So we got Michael Kopech on the show today at 3 o'clock. We got
Super Bowl nuggets today.
Dave Wannstedt at 4 o'clock.
Danny Parkins continues to write love letters to Chiefs head coach Andy Reid today.
I make the case for him to be in the Hall of Fame without a Super Bowl. That if he retired before this game, that I would say he's already in the Hall of Fame.
That doesn't offend me.
I wouldn't think that it would.
Would you vote for him if you had a vote?
Yeah, probably.
You would, even without a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will make the case and then put it to Shep and Mac, who seem to err on the side. Not err. That's maybe I would say err. But veer to the side of being anti this. Yeah, I think
you're
wrong.
Our opinion's wrong.
And then, no, we'll get
two opinions. Yours in the wrong one.
That's right. We'll get feedback on whether or not people think he'll make it as well.
All right. Sounds like a show, boys.
Have a great one. Enjoy Miami, too. I learned you're going to the
cool.
I heard you say you're going to the Super Bowl.
So no transition tomorrow, because I'm getting on a plane.
Okay.
And going to Miami to go. So nice. I'll be at Radio Row Monday through Thursday, and I got some things lined up over the weekend to get some stuff done for both the Score and NBC Sports Chicago.
Take plenty of Purell for Radio Row and antibacterial scrubs.
Well, I'm just looking out for the falling iguanas, because they keep falling out of trees because it's actually cold in Miami.
Are you going to the game?
No.
Okay.
God, no. I'll be back.
We got bad weather
Friday.
Down there? Oh, it's man. How much I miss Radio Row in a warm weather city when the weather isn't warm so you can listen to guys bitch to their listeners back in snowbelt cities about how they can't go golfing or play, you know, hang out by the pool because it's 50.
Well, no, it's going to be fine there. It's just not going to be what people would expect.
Yeah.
It's going to be mid-70s, which is great.
Okay.
And I already know some spots, and Jason Leisure is going to be down there, and he covered the Dolphins, so he's going to take me to some places. It's going to be a good time.
That's awesome, man.
Do a fishing charter.
I don't think I'll have time.
Oh,
honestly.
Okay. All right.
Between media night and
Albert Almora would take you out. He still lives there.
Maybe I'll text him.
And he loves to go bill fishing.
Yes, so. Big deep sea fisherman.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he'll be on Radio Row. That would be dope.
And yeah, you can do better. I'm just saying.
Oh, you've good. Finally come around. Huh?
I'm just saying it's Radio Row. Everyone's going to be there. You get Albert Almora year round. You can do better down at the Super Bowl. Really,
do we suck?
Yeah, it's possible.
There's the burger.
Lawrence, you have a good day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.